Simonim, Kuf Ayin Tes, Kuf Pei, Kuf Pei Aleph. Nachi Wasserman was having a Suda of Bachar, 10 guys. And general rule is, wife says, when she books out, sometimes she has to take care of things during the meal. At the end of the meal, she says, don't wait for me. So, sure enough, the wife left towards the end of the Suda. It was ready after dessert. And he figured that the same klal, even though she didn't mention it this time, don't wait for me. She thought, figured that if she had to leave to take care of something, they shouldn't wait. So, sure enough, they start with the Maimon Achronim. They give it 10 guys. They give it to number starts Maimon Achronim. They give it to the Mevarech as they get to number 5, as it says. Maimon Achronim, everybody does the Maimon Achronim as you're supposed to the second knuckle, bending your fingers down into a kli that the people shouldn't step on top of it. Because Maimon Achronim Chova, they could use other. They actually used water, even though they're allowed to use other things, and other drinks except for wine. And it was cold water, because you're not supposed to use hot water. They dried their hands, even though you don't have to, Medina, Lechatchil is good too. Did everything. They're about to bench. All of a sudden, the little son comes in with a birthday cake. Happy birthday to Abba. The wife was in the room where she hid the cake, getting the final touches, and sure enough, here it is, happy birthday. Everybody ready to wash it, the tails are dying. What do they do? What do they do in this case? By the way, they moved all the pirurim away from the tails are dying when they're washing it on the table, they shouldn't get talking. Don't think that they forgot that either. The question is, what do you do when you get to a bracha? What do you do? Are you allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat? If you're allowed to eat, do you have to make a bracha or not? So the halacha is that we saw in Kofayin Tes, there's a difference between Metilas Yadayim and, it seems, according to Mechaber, the difference between Metilas Yadayim and Havlam V'Nivrich. That when Metilas Yadayim, you have no ability to eat, you must bench. As opposed to Maim Achronim. As opposed to Havlam V'Nivrich, if you say let's bench, Rabbi Stein of Reich, there in Echanami, it's only considered a Hesach Hadas, and if you decide that you want to eat again, then in Echanami you're allowed to make a Bracha Rishena and eat again. By us, it works differently, because we have the Rabbi Stein of Reich after the Metilas Yadayim. But if you would say, let's bench, and you meant it in a way, have them in there, bring the kli so we can bench, that would also be the same type of thing. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are a lot of achronim that hold that Netilas Yadayim has the same din as Havlam V'Nivrich. It has the same din as Havlam V'Nivrich, and if a person decides for whatever reason that they want to eat again, then they could eat again. L'chatchilu, you're supposed to bench immediately after Netilas Yadayim, you're not supposed to even talk. Not even to return, Mishnah Berurah says then the Kofei Aleph. However, if a person for whatever reason decides that they want to, which in this case, Lachar is a good reason, his wife, after all, hiding the cake for 2 days and finally getting all the touches and everything came out together, Lachar, this is the best reason why they should, make an exception. And therefore, they would be able to make a bracha rishena on the cake. Lachar, in this case, they had a complete hasmadah, so they'd have to make a bracha rishena and on the cake and enjoy the cake. However, the halacha is, if a person, in a regular case, this whole halacha that is considered hesgadas, lechor bepashtis, is only in a case where the person had a hesgadas lehedya. For example, the hesgadas of the orchim, of the people, the 10 orchim that are there, they're really dependent on the balabais. So the balabais wasn't misiach das, then even if they were Mesiach Das, they're really dependent on the Baal Bais. Unless they had a Lehedya Hetzchadas, that they're not going to eat anymore. What does the Mishnah Berurah say considered a Lehedya Hetzchadas? He says, Kol Shekein, if you didn't feel Sedaim, that's for sure considered Hetzchadas. So, therefore, in this case, theoretically, we could have said that everybody is really totally in the Baal Bais here. She's the one that's calling the shots of what food is going to be here. So, Lachor was the Hetzchadas Betoris. However, if you did an Itil Sedaim, Lachor, that's Mamash Ahes Chadas. It's Kiyulas if you said, even if they want to bring out other food, I'm Lahed, you're going and being Mesiach Das. Lachor, in this case, it would be considered Hes Chadas. The only thing you could declare is it's Betoy. It was a toy. They didn't realize. Had they known that there was more food coming out than in Echanami, then they wouldn't have been Mesiach Das. L'maisa, it's not 100% clear. The Chai Odom says that even Hes Chadas Betoy is considered, doesn't make a difference that it was Betoy. At the end of the day, you're Mesiach Das in Gansen. But maybe in this case, Lachoro, everybody should eat the cake, but they should also make a mezainis beforehand.